Ensemble Masque is a dynamic and internationally acclaimed chamber group specializing in performances of Baroque and early classical repertoire. Masque was founded in the early 2000s, and the ensemble brings together a collective of virtuoso musicians from across Europe and North America. They are named after the theatrical masque, a 17th century form that blended music, dance, and drama. Classical FM fans are certainly familiar. The latest recording on Alpha Classics is Bach, Telemann, and Albinoni. Concerti, Ensemble Masque, Olivier Fortin, Sophie Gent, and yes, our very own Kathleen Caggioka, host of A Little Night Music, 0 to 1800, Sunday night with the TSO and beyond here on the New Classical FM. She is the soloist on the Telemann Concerto we find on this album, the centerpiece, if you will. And Kathleen Caggioka, welcome.
Thank you.
It literally is the centerpiece. It's right in the middle.
It's right in the middle. I mean, I don't want to take away from the two Bach violin concerti that bookend the album, but sure, I'll take it.
Right from the get-go, we do start with the Bach. Let's kind of go through this record. It's always interesting to me because that's a violin concerto we hear often here on the New Classical FM. But just to hear the arrangement here, specifically the arrangement of instruments, the harpsichord, and just the way Masque displays across the soundboard, it's such a specific sound and a specific way to hear the Bach and really all the material here. Was that always the idea?
Well, that's really nice to hear, and I'm glad that you hear it that way. I feel that way, too, when I hear it. It's one per part. Usually, these are pieces that are played with a small string orchestra, so the orchestra will have, you know, multiple people, and there's a different kind of wash of sound, but so much of what Masque is about is the distinction of all the individual voices and the way we all play together in something that's very dynamic and living and breathing in the moment.
I also do think that the harpsichord backing just creates this sort of little magic.
Yeah, well, that's Olivier. I mean, yeah. He's just such a wonderful harpsichord player, and that's a very special art on its own.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, just to give people an example, we got a recording earlier this year. It's the National Arts Center Orchestra, James Ennis, with the Bach violin concertos, and that's a really, really different sound, right?
Yeah, very different. Yeah. Different approach, too, from the soloist also.
Okay, so we've got the Bach bookending it. People will be familiar with that, but it's also very specific to the Ensemble Masque sound. And then before we get to what you're doing here, let's talk about the Albinoni, because it's very much the connective tissue of this record. It's sort of sandwiched right in the middle there. And I don't know, people maybe not quite as familiar with this composer compared to a Telemann and a Bach. So tell me about that choice for the group.
Well, yeah, this is inspired in part because the whole concerto medium, although Telemann and Bach are not Italian, they're writing in Italian form. So this, I guess, adds more Italian spice to the flavor of the whole album. But it also is quintessentially Masque once again in that these are five-part pieces, so there is no one dominant voice. We love playing music like this because it allows us each as individuals in the group to have kind of an equal part in the dialogue. And again, that's when we have the most fun. So it's really rich writing. Some of it, I don't know if you felt this way, Mark, but a lot of it, the fast movements are kind of like a really quick, complicated Tetris game.
It's very true. And specifically in the first sinfonia that we hear, it starts out quite slow and then it really does start to move.
Yeah. It's got this incredible sinewy opening.
Yeah.
Very spacious and then, yeah.
Why do you think it's a good composer to connect Bach and Telemann? Sonically, what works there?
Well, I think there's a bit of a contrast.
Okay.
Again, textually, because there's no soloist, but also, you know, you get more of the direct Italian sound. So those slow movements that are all about the harmony and that flux between consonants and dissonance, which is at play completely in the concertos by Bach and Telemann, but we get it in such a pure form. And I think same with the really intense Italian virtuosic counterpoint.
It really is a showcase for the entire ensemble, which is fantastic. If you're just joining us, Kathleen Caggioka, you know that voice, host of A Little Night Music, all the weekend programs, the voice of the TSO, and, of course, a member of Ensemble Masque for many years now. The latest recording, Alpha Classics, is Bach, Telemann, Albinoni Concerti, and one of those pieces right in the middle features Kathleen Caggioka on the alto, which is the French for viola, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Violon alto.
Yeah. I think this is a wonderful centerpiece for this record. It really does showcase you. So talk to me about being a soloist here, this piece of music. Take us into the recording of this.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where to begin. I mean, this is a piece that I've known since I was a student. We all learn it as students. But it's a shame because we all learn it when we have absolutely no idea what we're doing.
Right.
So it was a process to scrape off all the residue of my old sort of body memory of playing this piece, which was, as far as I'm concerned, mostly all wrong, and come up with the concept that I now have with all my experience with early music. And then to step in front of this group and this family. They really are a family to me of beloved musicians, and give them my crazy ideas and let them also just play, because that's really how Masque works. We just play.
What would be the example of a crazy idea? What would be something where everybody raised their eyebrow a little?
There's some things in the second movement,
okay.
I think. You know,
busier movement, right?
Busier. It's the first fast movement. It's a four-movement piece, unusually. I started to, as I worked on it, realize this is, in some ways, just a clown fest. And there's a lot of invitations by Telemann to mess with timing. He's, I think, making inside viola jokes at some points. Like, there's a point where
there's only a few who get those things.
Big string crossings that are very awkward. And so just the idea of, like, making them really sound awkward.
Right.
Let it be. Let it go out of time. That kind of thing.
You say Telemann is a fantastic storyteller, providing plot, characters, costumes, and props. And it's up to you to put it together.
Yeah. It's kind of like a DIY theater in a way.
Is that because each movement has such specific personality, or what are you referring to there?
For sure, but also there are just these indications the where he will change harmony and how he places the figures around that. You could just play it through and not think about those things and it would be okay, but he really does give a nudge. It's like you just have to kind of know the code a bit. And you can see, like, for example, another example in the second movement where I'd play these scales and I just take my time. And I can, because Telemann only has me accompanied on the downbeat. There's nobody with me, so they have to wait for me and I can do whatever I want. So it's that kind of thing.
Were you able to shake the residue?
Yeah, it took a long time. But it was really fun to rediscover it, yeah.
I love it. Tell me about recording this. Where did you record it, and how did you decide to put this together as a package with these pieces?
Okay, well, I won't take credit for the program. That's Olivier. He came up with this idea. He wanted to do the Bach Concerti with Sophie. He's wanted to forever. Mm-hmm. She is one of the most unbelievable musicians of any sort that I know. So that is also a very big deal that she's recorded these.
I should point out, just when you first turn on this record, you get the first Bach, and it's just a wonderful display and a wonderful opening to the record.
Oh, thanks. So, yeah, she's incredible. So he wanted to showcase that. I had at one point mentioned to him I'd love to do the Telemann Concerto one day, and then he came to me and said, okay, so you're going to record it, and Sophie's going to do the Bach. And, you know, I was like, whoa, okay. And then he came up with the Albinoni.
Where did you record it?
In France, in a beautiful church in Vosges.
It's always interesting to me because, it's got its own specific atmosphere to it, the little bit of reverb that we hear. And so you wonder, okay, where did that happen? Where in the world? But it often is in France, right? That's where you spend a lot of time with this group.
Yeah, Masque is more based in France now.
Yeah, and you're going to be touring there a little bit this summer?
Yeah, we have another project that we're starting. It's a chamber opera that we're going to record in the fall. Rameau's Pygmalion.
We're going to play a little more. In fact, we'll get to a little more of Kathleen Kadzioka at the alto, at the viola here with Georg Philipp Telemann's concerto. This is the new record out on Alpha Classics. It is Bach, Telemann, Albinoni, Concerti. Sophie Gent, Kathleen Kadzioka, Ensemble Masque, Olivier Fortin, and Kathleen Kadzioka, thank you for being our guide on this. This is release day, right?
That is absolutely true.
Wonderful. Here on a July 4th, let's listen on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. It's Ensemble Masque featuring Kathleen Kadzioka.